I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And now,
I had to go on the morning show because apparently those three idiots couldn't understand what the hell I said yesterday.
Let's go to the Harbor One hotline and say hello this morning. Hey.
Hey, it's Lou.
Cultural change is hard.
We have mutually agreed to part ways.
You know, it worked last year.
Those cheating
Red Sox.
Look at the kids, man. What about the kids?
Still broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight
and tomorrow.
Safe, guys. Be careful.
Right. All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the radio.com app.
Entercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
With your host, Greg Hill.
I don't like to speculate, but I do. I mean, there are a couple Brady scoops that are floating around.
Ooh, scoops?
What would it say to you if the Brady family had already moved in and were living in the purchased home in Greenwich, Connecticut?
In Greenwich.
They don't have a house in Connecticut.
Uh-oh.
That's it.
So it's hard to move to your house in Connecticut.
You don't have one.
Thank you for listening.
Featuring Greg's trusty sidekick, Danielle Murr.
If I had children, I wouldn't do it in front of them.
What if there were children out there and maybe they're not yours?
She doesn't even fight in front of her cats.
I don't.
Danielle then has extremely good patience.
I'm on the show, aren't I?
If there's going to be a fight in Danielle's house, mm-hmm. she just lights a smells like my vagina candle.
Right.
And makes everybody happy.
There's a whale's vagina.
Joined by
Nick
Fitzy Stevens.
What about Tommy Lee?
Impressive member, maybe.
Yes.
Penises.
Best ability to ring a boat horn with your member, but.
And still here, Ken and Curtis.
During the break, Curtis vaulted to the front of my most favorite coworker list by presenting me with a package of chuckles.
I was at an ice cream place in Melrose. Don't ask how.
So. What are you doing on that side of the tunnel?
I just shared your point.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
And losers they are.
What does ELO stand for?
Electric Light Movement.
No. No. ELO.
ELO.
Where the
No, Tampa. I hate myself.
Do not have anything to add.
Cover it.
Let's cover it.
Jesus Christ.
On sports radio.
Cheers. Crushing beers. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
Know your stuff. Let's go.
I know this is unusual, but before we begin, we have some breaking news.
Breaking news. This is breaking news on Sports Radio WEEI.
And it's from Greenwich, Connecticut. Tom Brady has reportedly moved his family out of their new Connecticut home and back into the Brookline home.
All right, Ken. All right. Enough. Really? That's a lot of work for that at 6 in the morning. Give me a break. I stand by. We don't have time for it right now. Good morning, first and foremost. But I stand by both of those scoops yesterday.
Oh.
And the local media and the national media can't stand it.
I know, right?
You know what I mean, Curtis?
Yes.
I stand by both stories, and I'll tell you why at some point this morning, unless we run out of time.
Impeccable sources? Is that what?
I have good sources. Uh-huh. I believe that they're. I wouldn't call them what do they call it during Watergate? What was it? Deep throat?
That was the actual name.
I don't have a deep throat kind of a thing.
They're pretty good.
I have good sources.
I liked your tweet yesterday that the Red Sox agreed to a contract extension with Alex Cora. That was a pretty good scoop.
Well, we're going to spend a lot of time, I believe, on Alex Cora and his departure from the Boston Red Sox on the show this morning. And feel free to berate me all morning on both of my Tom Brady-related scoops yesterday. If you want to call and you want to be on the program anytime over the next 4 hours, the number is 617-779-7937, or you can text anytime on the text line, which is 37937. By the way, today, weather-wise, the last warm day of the week.
Oh.
It's going to get up into the 50s. Before we get, I believe there's some total and utter whiteout condition stuff coming tomorrow night into Friday morning.
Oh,
so
great.
Awesome. There's going to be some snow that you have to deal with. But today, it's going to get up into the 50s.
This is even watch, no, you can't eat. You ain't supposed to be here. The Lead.
Membership card to get inside. Decided to go with the original Ken as opposed to the Tesla cover. I like that.
One of our great listeners, Johnny from the South Side, always feeds me good stuff. Great suggestion.
Yeah.
That's Five Man Electrical Band.
Yep.
From the 70s. Now, Cora is out 7:25 p.m. last night. Either resigned or was fired, or I'm not sure. This press release is bizarre. And the thing that jumps out the most is Alex Cora is quoted in there with no apology, no remorse. I mean, the silence is deafening. Like,
it's weird. And it's as if, I believe the way he phrases it is that he didn't want to be a distraction.
Right.
He didn't want to distract the players.
I mean, just get out. Like in the Honeymooners, get out.
Yeah. I mean, he was fired. Don't you? I mean, it was clear they had no other choice.
I don't know. I mean, I think they paid him. They're probably going to pay him in full. Henry is like loves the guy. It's kind of a disgraceful press release when you think about it. When you think about everything he's done to soil the franchise's reputation and the region, not just the Red Sox. This hits home to sports fans of New England because it's now all-encompassing with the Patriots and Cheatersville and all that. And not to even say I'm sorry, get out.
Well, I read the press release last night, and what absolutely stood out to me was John Henry, Tom Werner, and Sam Kennedy are part of this press release. And if you had an employee who cheated brazenly, brought great shame to your organization, and as Ken mentioned, your region, would you say that this is a sad day for us? Alex is a special person and a beloved member of the Boston Red Sox.
It's odd.
So either you have you're totally taken off guard by this and you're shocked by this behavior and you would be incredibly angry and want to fire him, not say you're mutually parting ways, or you're covering your own ass because you know that this is eventually going to reach you. Either way, it doesn't make any sense. Why would you say that he's a special person if he orchestrated one of the most brazen cheating apparatuses in the history of Major League Baseball?
Well,
and he was a part of it in two organizations.
Doesn't firing him make it go away? Isn't it over now?
So why do you mutually agree to part ways with someone who brought great shame to your organization?
So that he doesn't say anything else?
That's just bizarre. I mean, when Bob Kraft was when he confronted Bill Belichick over Spygate, he called him a real schmuck. You know, there's nobody calling. I mean, in my opinion, Alex Cora, what he did here was far worse than what Belichick did, and they're mutually agreeing to part ways. It's bizarre.
Anyone know if Alex Cora tried to steal the Sitco sign on the way out of town? There you go, Ken. There's your first one. Breaking news, Alex Cora to the Patriots. There's your second one, everyone. Fitzy's got jokes. Actually, Greg, this morning, there is actually one big winner in the Alex Cora cheating scandal. It's nobody on the Red Sox, and it's certainly not us who find ourselves managerless in our fandom of the Red Sox just a few weeks away from truck day and the beginning of spring training and another hopeful season. The big winner, Tom Brady. We're not going to be talking about Tom Brady's free agency for the next 24 hours. Nobody will speculate on where he's playing next season or take to the airwaves with erroneous claims of sweet cleaning or residential relocation that the national media runs with only to have to recant or retract just hours before the dismissal in disgrace and utter embarrassment of the manager who led us to a Red Sox World Series a year and a half ago that will soon have the Citgo sign removed in favor of a giant asterisk hanging over Kenmore Square.
I was debriefed on the suite removal stuff story.
Oh, you were debriefed online last night around 7:35.
I was debriefed last night. I got more on that coming up.
There's a lawsuit that's been filed by a woman against American Airlines after one of their employees copped her phone number off her luggage tag when she was flying and proceeded to text her during the flight when she was trapped on the tube in the air with the guy.
Ingenious, but inappropriate.
Creepy AF.
And yeah, it's creepy. How creepy,
creepy
is it?
Creepy AF. How creepy is it?
Basically, the dude got her phone number off the bag tag.
Correct.
And then was like, hello.
Yeah.
I see you're seated in 14B. Would you like an upgrade? was he like a baggage employee or what kind of employee?
They haven't disclosed what, because initially I assumed he was a baggage handler, but yeah. Where he was flying. Thanksgiving. Where he was flying on the plane, I don't know if he was, you know, doing standby somewhere or whatever. They haven't identified exactly what his position was.
That is creepy. Extremely creepy.
Yes.
There is a Kansas man in the news today that should probably be inducted into the Mantown Hall of Fame. 40-year-old David Ostrom is in the middle of a divorce and has filed papers in court requesting a trial by combat so that he can fight his soon-to-be ex-wife and her attorneys with swords. He wants a sword fight.
You got it.
Where is this Wakanda? I demand ritual trial by combat.
Oh my
God!
I'm not sure that the judge will grant him that request.
No.
Please
but
do.
I'm assuming that these divorces can get frustrating at times.
Yeah.
And this poor guy wants a trial by combat to. And then afterwards, if he loses, he can use the sword to cut everything in half and hand it over to her.
How much better would this country be if trial by combat were an honest option?
Oh my God.
Seriously, no court time. Think about all the lawyers' fees, millions of dollars wasted, hours back in our lives. If you just had a couple of axes, maces, or swords.
Greg would be screwed. He wears glasses.
That's true. I do. All right. Well, if you would like to call and you would like to be a part of today's show, the number is 617-779-7937. Or you can text us on the text line, which is 37937. Coming up at 6:45 this morning, it will be the dumbest of the day here on the Greg Hill Show at WEEI.
Your source for off-season Patriots coverage. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
And trending now brought to you by Red River Technology. Technology decisions are not black and white. Think red. Visit redriver.com to learn more. Proud sponsor of the Skate Pod. And coming soon, Sunday Skate. But last night, it was the firing or the resigning of Alex Cora. 7:25 p.m. Team released a joint statement from owner John Henry, team chairman Tom Werner, and Sam Kennedy and Cora. We have collectively decided it would not be possible for Alex to effectively lead the club going forward. Those penalties are still to come for the 2018 sign stealing. Cora said in his release, I do not want to be a distraction. First workout in Fort Myers, February 12th, so we're less than a month away from pitchers and catchers. And, of course, winter is coming. Winter weekend is coming this weekend. So who's the new manager? Come on, Fitzy.
Well,
Game of Thrones? 3-0, nothing?
First of all,
what's wrong with Fitzy? Fitzy is like dour.
I don't know what's wrong.
I'm in a perfectly good mood.
Okay. Right.
I'll just wait for you guys to say whatever you want to say about me on Twitter as opposed to my face on the radio.
Wait a second.
I'll just say, I'd rather read it than speak it.
Never mind trending. What happened?
I know, right?
There it is. Curtis, you prick.
What happened on Twitter?
This morning, you come in and you check your mentions after you write a half-assed tweet before bed acknowledging that 50% of the city's sports teams are currently awaiting punishment for scandals, be they real or incidental.
Uh-huh.
And I wrote, geez, show me where Boston peed on your favorite rug 2020.
Uh-huh.
And you find that the producer of your radio show writes, I know, right? 10 exclamation points.
Oh, my God.
How many bags of Antonio Brown's gummy dicks could I airlift into your rented apartment, Curtis?
God.
What a bunch of dicks. Seriously.
God, get some sensitivity training there.
Oh, my God.
Try working in morning drive for a while.
I've been trying. My skin isn't thick enough, obviously.
That is the weakest thing I could have ever tweeted.
It's the most benign thing in the world. But what happens if you don't pretend to like me?
Everybody relax. Nick has an emotional paper cut.
I'll bring Pudge in. He can be your support dog the rest of the morning.
Why say anything? Again.
Trial by combat, you two.
Yes, that's it. Me and Curtis. That's what I mean. It would be easier.
All right. So, Ken,
jerks.
Red Sox fired Cora. We will get your thoughts on that next. I know everybody wants to talk about it, so we'll talk about that coming up. Can we address the Boston Bruins and what happened last night?
Yes. And real quick, huge news. Luke Kuechly, BC star, has retired from the Carolina Panthers. This is a 28-year-old who was a multi-year Pro Bowler and concussions. Probably he didn't come out and say that, but how many guys retiring in the NFL before the age of 30? Gronk and others. It's a yearly thing now. Stunning to see that.
This is legitimately sad.
Yeah.
Everyone now probably remembers that awful image of the time that Kuechly was hit and concussed and took his helmet off and was crying on the field.
Yeah.
I hope. Yeah. I'm glad all we saw last night were people online coming out and congratulating him for making the decision that he did. It sucks.
I know,
it's
right?
Really, really sad. Yeah, I know, right? Has anyone checked on Curtis? This is a BC hero of his. I know, right?
Sheesh.
I try to have one sincere moment, and then that's thrown in my face.
Who peed on your rug?
You!
Ken, Bruins, horrible. Horrible. No,
soft.
Yeah.
Two Fs. No response. Tuukka concussed. They get shut out 3-0, and lame attempts at retaliation throughout the night. All right. Sword fight during the break. It's the Greg Hill Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
I'll just wait for you guys to say whatever you want to say about me on Twitter as opposed to my face on the radio. I'd rather read it than speak it.
Never mind trending.
Curtis, you... prick.
What happened on Twitter?
What? This morning, you come in and you check your mentions after you write a half-assed tweet before bed acknowledging that 50% of the city's sports teams are currently awaiting punishment for scandals, be they real or incidental.
Uh-huh.
And I wrote, geez, show me where Boston peed on your favorite rug 2020.
Uh-huh.
And you find that the producer of your radio show writes, I know, right? 10 exclamation points.
Oh, my God.
How many bags of Antonio Brown's gummy dicks could I airlift into your rented apartment?
To be respected.
Nick into the quiet room with the therapist during the break, so we'll give him a minute to get everything together. And Curtis, you should probably not respond to any of his... Oh, there he is. Curtis will no longer respond to any of your tweets. Okay?
I know, right?
All social media, he will stay off it and leave you alone.
No, that's fine. Now I know why people that used to work together at this radio station would block each other regularly on Twitter.
Now, the more you know. I do have, by the way, since Nick mentioned rug peeing an obscure reference, an audio obscure reference.
You have an audio obscure reference on rug peeing.
Yes.
Okay, from?
The Big Lebowski.
Okay.
That rug really tied the room together, did it not?
That's one of the great references of all time. In one of the most underrated comedies, I believe. Even though there are Lebowski fests in Seattle and San Francisco, New York, and people always like to quote the movie, I still believe that movie doesn't get its true due. It requires multiple reviewings to get the layers of utter subtle genius that the Coen brothers put out in that movie.
Well, we don't have time right now because we need to address Sign Gate right off the bat. But at some point, I followed Wiggy's advice and the advice of Stanley Stiz Grimey. Oh. And I watched The Outsider on HBO yesterday. And so I have to talk about it.
Can we get to it sooner than later? Because I've been dying to hear. I've heard people say it's the best pilot they may have ever seen.
I would. And I have seen a lot of them. I would agree.
Wow.
Yes, Ken. That's a wow. I would agree, but I can't talk about it right now. So during the break, got a text from a 781 number, which says the Cora statement from the Red Sox is written that way so as to leave the door open for a comeback depending on the punishment that is issued by Major League Baseball. Feel that way?
A comeback from Alex Cora to the Red Sox as a manager?
Yes. You feel it? Do you feel that they left it? It's open ended, and they don't. I mean, he doesn't take any. He does not accept any blame in that statement, and the Red Sox essentially are gushing over him about how marvelous he is. It's a weird statement from both of them.
It's crazy, and I know we're parsing words and just reading through sentences of this, but this is as impactful of a statement as you'll have in terms of an organization responding to this type of a crisis. And in the statement, they say, "We are grateful for his impact on our franchise." What in God's name is Alex Cora's impact going to be 20 years down the line? His impact is that he stained your organization with a massive cheating scandal.
Do you think
and you're grateful?
So when you say 20 years down the line, this is interesting. Does this stick on the Red Sox, or are there a lot of people who are maybe like Lou Maloney or others who say, you know what, when it comes to stealing signs, it's not that big of a deal. Right. Everybody's doing it. Alex Cora just got caught twice.
I mean, have you heard that around baseball anywhere else outside of the region? I mean,
no,
of course, Lou and others around here are going to say that. But everybody else right now is crushing the Astros. I mean, Mad Dog Russo and others went off on what cheaters these guys were and how we were duped, and they're ripping Altuve and Verlander. You go on down the list for those guys being cocky and arrogant. The Red Sox will get their time. When this report comes out, they're going to get roasted nationally as well.
Greg, you basically had the Astros put together that off-Broadway musical Stomp in the alley of the dugout, bless you, to relay and steal signs. And there are some baseball hardo purist buddies of mine who texted yesterday and said, there is no greater sin, they believe, that you could commit in sports than stealing signs.
There's
in
no
baseball,
greater sin?
Just a bunch of like guys who are like weekend umpires who like live and die by Little League and playing fairly and trying to teach kids to obey the rules and do it the right way. They think stealing signs, basically, then what's the point? Because
how
otherwise
much does it really help?
And if you're going to tie it all back to one place, it's the Astros who are going to have the stain on them most people will make the association with, and that the stink will come off of the most. This morning, top of ESPN, CeCe Sabathia, who went on the outlet last night, was saying that now, and remember how many times people have said this about the Pats, now the Yankees feel like they were cheated out of a trip to the World Series in 2017 because they lost all four games at Minute Maid Park at Trash Can Stadium.
Yeah.
And they feel like they should have been able to win one weren't for banging the drum.
Yeah, that's what they're going to say. So you think it's a stain that lasts for a long time on the organization, on the Boston Red Sox? Or if I could, you feel like it is a black eye on the Red Sox and baseball.
It's a black eye on baseball.
Okay. You feel that way, Curtis.
Absolutely. I mean, think about what Spygate, how often that's discussed with the Patriots, and that came out 12 years ago. I mean, think about how these things stick with organizations. Yankees fans, you think in 20 years they're going to be like, oh, I forget about that whole cheating scandal when you won the division and 108 wins and won the World Series? Of course not.
Now, don't you think we need to get to the bottom of who the squealers were Do you have any guesses at who the rats were?
The Red Sox rats?
Yeah.
Because we know Mike Fiers obviously went public. I mean, kudos to him.
Who do you think the Red Sox rats were?
Steven Wright.
Steven Wright is obvious. Steven Wright is obvious.
I think Joe Kelly, maybe. Maybe Porcello. I don't know.
But Bradfo talks about what an amazing guy Porcello is. Like, he's like the third son, for God's sakes, that he wants him to be the godfather to his kids. And by all accounts, Joe Kelly was a likable guy. But Steven Wright, everything of the last couple of years. Ken, when did he first, like, what was it, like domestic assault first? And then there was the slide, he gets injured, and there was mistreatment of the injuries. Like, everything was weird with him the last couple of years.
Disgruntled former employees. That's who you can pin this on. Disgruntled former employees.
Tim Nevert.
This is John. Hello, John.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
What's up, John?
Not too much. Listen, I'm disappointed in the Red Sox. I'm disappointed in Alex Cora. It does nothing but hurt our city again that we have another scandal. But I think that Major League Baseball is completely disingenuous and hypocritical. They could have stopped this anytime they wanted to. They knew it was happening. This is like the summer of 95 or 96 when McGuire and Sosa are bashing 6-8 home runs a week and everybody's watching and it's great. For them to whine about the integrity of the game now when they could have stopped it. Major League Baseball's got officials all over games. They know whether Terry Francona's got a uniform shirt on or whether or not Johnny Pesky's in the dugout. They knew this was happening, and they only come out and come down on teams after they think it's giving their integrity a black eye. I just think it's hypocritical.
They were warned.
Even though they warned the Red Sox, John, I mean,
But they knew it was happening. Why did they put people in the replay room in 2019? Because they knew it was happening. They could have stopped it. I don't disagree. The Red Sox should not have done it. But Major League Baseball could have stopped it. They didn't stop it because the Astros had a historical season and the Red Sox had a historic season, and they loved that it was happening. The ratings were great. One of their biggest markets is doing well, and they didn't stop it. For them to come out now and claim how awful it is just hypocritical and disingenuous.
Pretty good point. Pretty good point. Ken, you're Mr. Baseball. Do you buy that?
They
were happy with it until the rats started talking about it.
I think there's some blame to baseball, sure, for not seeing this coming and coming down harder on it and instilling harsher discipline after the Apple Watch. But all that being said, still, you're deflecting from the main culprit here, which is an all-time cheater in Alex Cora. I mean, he is lumped in with the great cheaters of all time.
And I feel like any time we spend wasting on who the rats were or why the MLB didn't step in earlier is totally avoiding the biggest story, which is that Alex Cora allegedly blatantly cheated. He damaged this organization. And for some unknown reason, Red Sox upper management released a statement thanking him for his impact on the organization, saying they are grateful. That is absolutely bizarre.
It's weird.
It reads like he's got information on other people in the organization that they don't care to blow up the bridge. That's what it reads to me.
That sounds like, have you sourced that?
I've not sourced
it. I don't want any reports. I want no reports on this show that have not been sourced with three or four people going forward. Okay? And I want credit for saying that. Hello, Mike.
Wait, Greg, are you implying that multiple sourcing is some type of journalistic integrity?
Yes. I mean,
that's
crazy. Yes, multiple sourcing.
Crazy talk. Anyways, geez, you guys keep doing this to me. You keep screwing with me every time I'm about to go on the air. Anyways, the sad part about this whole thing, at least from a fan standpoint, is, you know, the 2018 World Series, the pitching came together, the offense was great. Last season, the offense was still good, and the pitching is the reason why they didn't even make the playoffs. You know, it started with the bullpen, and then the starting rotation later on in the year was awful. But on the outside, people are always going to say that the reason why the Red Sox in 2019 weren't good is because they weren't cheating anymore. And it's probably unfair, and it's probably untrue, It's probably unfair, or it's untrue, but it's fair. It's fair, but untrue. There we go.
Yeah. I think you're right. It's similar to those who still, and it's not here, but it's around the country, believe that everything that Tom Brady and Bill Belichick did, they did through cheating. Mm. And that's the sad part about it, is it does taint the organization for a long time, and especially with regard to 2018 and the World Series win.
Like, in individual members, like, I'm going back now looking through stats. Is this fair? I don't know. Andrew Benintendi hit 290 in 2018. He dropped off to 266 this year. You go back to 2018, you look at his runners in scoring position batting average. He had a 40-point bump with runners on base than his normal average that year. And you had this past year, he hit leadoff for a while, and then all of a sudden, mysteriously, they dropped him down in the order because, I don't know, maybe he wanted to hit with people on base. Like, you just, all these things flow through your head about every individual player on the team.
This is David. David, good morning.
Good morning. Greg, you're wrong about one thing that you just mentioned.
Yes.
Disgruntled employees. That's the wrong statement to make because it's not a disgruntled employee. What it is somebody coming forward and say like it is. Let's do something, guys. Let's stop bringing in the Patriots into this conversation. This is worse than the Patriots. That 2018 series is not real now. That World Series is not real because we know after what happened that there was still going on. Look at everybody's numbers, how they dropped from one year to the other. Don't blame it on the pitching, okay? It wasn't the pitching. There was a lot more going on, and what was going on, it's what wasn't going on, which was the cheating from 2018. So I'm glad they got rid of Core, and I hope they don't bring him back, because if they do, then John Henry is an idiot if he brings this guy back to the Red Sox.
I'm not saying disgruntled former employees in a negative way. I'm just suggesting that when you look at who the two squealers were, you have to look at those who had some kind of a bone to pick or a gripe with the organization. Like, who was the very disgruntled like assistant batting coach who was fired, who was infuriated about that? That, you know who I'm talking about? Ken, come on, you're Mr. Baseball.
Red Sox hitting coach that was dismissed?
Yes, Barquette.
Andy Barquette.
I mean, is it not possible that an employee who's let go now doesn't return the keys, and then they show back up at work that night and trash the place? I mean, that's what happens, right?
Or set it on fire, like Milton in Office Space.
Yes, like Milton in the greatest great movie.
Andy just wanted his stapler back.
Greg, I have a question, though, going back to that statement. Looking at that, why didn't they just not do anything? Because it seems like they don't want to sever ties with Alex Cora. They're agreeing on his legacy. They're saying thank you. Both the parties, neither party is apologizing. Why would you do that last night?
Because if there's two reasons. One is what you're suggesting, which is that the knowledge of this goes high up into the organization. Or if the Red Sox ownership management acknowledges how bad this was, then they're acknowledging that the 2018 World Series is not legitimate, right? I mean, is that
of course?
So I think those are the two reasons.
But at that point, can't you come out and say, "Well, we appreciate everything Alex contributed to the team. This sort of behavior or tactics like this cannot be tolerated within this organization."
Yes. Well, yeah.
That's all you need to do. And to Ken's point as well, some people believe that Benintendi's batting average fell down last year because he bulked up too much and was significantly bigger this season, and that may have gotten in his way. The person who should be most concerned about this is Mookie Betts, because people may point to his career 2018 season and say, oh, in your second to last season with the Red Sox, your stats fell down a little bit, Mookie. You looked awful good in 2018 when we were using video rooms, coming off banging on the trash can. You sure you're worth 10 for 400, buddy?
Here's a 774 text that says, "One of the gutsiest playoff performances I've ever seen by Nathan Eovaldi is now going to be stained forever."
Well, Eovaldi's clean. What did he do? I mean, the pitchers are legit.
That's why they were crying in the dugout, Greg, is because all the players knew that it was actually a marred performance.
This is Coach. What's up, Coach?
Hey, just want to touch on the cheating thing. I've been a coach a long time, and every game since Little League, all the way up through the Babe Ruth series, senior Babe Ruth, regular Babe Ruth, and AAU baseball, I have sat on benches and looked for the other coach's tell, as in a poker hand. What is he doing? What is he touching? Is he touching his nose, his ear, his helmet, his brim of his cap, his chest? Is he swiping his leg? Everybody is always doing that at our level. Now, that's called gamesmanship, because it is a chess game when you're trying to put your kids, your players, in the right position to win a game.
Mm-hmm.
They don't consider it cheating. It's gamesmanship. But when you add the electronic thing to this,
yes,
the filming and all that stuff, that's when it becomes, and the Major League has rules, and they should be punished. Now, as a coach, I certainly don't want to be punished, because I love baseball and I love coaching the kids. So, and as a former catcher, I was always looking for signs. I was always trying to, and giving fake signs and things like that from behind the plate.
So it's hard to think that this is still not going to go on once they remove all the video systems and the electronics from the dugout. They're still going to have people on the bench looking for signs.
But that's okay.
It's unavoidable.
That part is okay. It's just if Major League Baseball tells you to not do something and you go and do it for the second time, then you deserve to be fired. And you, if you're Alex Cora, not only have you damaged your reputation, maybe irreparably.
Mm-hmm. Irreparably.
Irreparably. Is Wiggy here today? Irreparably.
Sounds like it.
But you're also the Red Sox reputation. So, all right.
And what about the kids?
Look at the kids.
Don't forget about the kids. The kids. Coming up, we will get to the dumbest of the day on the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
White shirt, now red, my bloody nose sleeping. You're on your tippy toes creeping around like no one knows. Think you're so criminal. Bruises on both my knees for you. Don't say thank you. Oh, please, I do what I want when I'm wanting to. My soul, so cynical. So you're a tough guy, like you're really rough guy.
That is Billie Eilish, Ken.
Billie Eilish, I was told.
Oh, for quick. Will you stop with the... every time I hear it, it's Billie...
That's what the mix guys told me last week. You abandon the intercom party, and I had to sit there with Greg and Fast Freddy for an hour.
It's Billie...
I believe it's Eilish.
You believe it's Eilish?
Yeah.
That's what
I've heard.
Is it Pert or Peart? It's Pert.
Peart.
God, I love this song.
You are Wiggy today.
Weiner.
Billie Eilish has been tapped to do the song for the next Bond movie, which almost automatically ensures that you get an Oscar.
Correct.
So she will be, and I think that's the Bond movie that has the female James Bond, I believe. All right, coming up, we're going to get to Dumbest of the Day. This, however, is Chester from Haverhill. What's up, Chester?
Good morning. How you doing?
What's going on?
Good show. I think that the three people that came forward, there should be some kind of a punishment or something meted out to them. They worked there. They benefited from this cheating. Then they taken turn tail, and once they're out of there, come forward. I think if you get the cojones to take the money, then you should be able to face up to it while you're there.
I mean... You know, I thought we celebrated whistleblowers when it comes to the political system in this country. I mean, I don't know. So you have, it's two, right? Not three. It's two Red Sox whistleblowers.
There's three per Evandrelic.
There's three.
Wow. I don't think they're all players. One is, he phrased it as organization.
One has to be Stephen Wright.
No doubt, in my mind.
One has to be. But so if you're Stephen Wright, this guy, Chester, is saying you were okay with it while it was going on. You didn't do your whistleblowing until afterwards. Then give back some of the money. I don't think that's ever gonna happen.
I commend pitchers actually for wanting to change the culture. You know what I mean? At some point, somebody's got to stand up and squeal on somebody. Like this Penn State scandal keeps going on. Like when is James Franklin going to be fired for some of those terrible accusations?
I think Alex Cora should have pulled a Costanza and said that if he had known that it was wrong,
yes,
then he wouldn't. Somebody should have told it. What's the obscure? Do you have the audio obscure reference?
I do have it.
Okay,
yes.
All right, here we go.
I tell you, I got to plead ignorance on this thing, because if anyone had said anything to me at all when I first started here that sort of thing was frowned upon,
plead ignorance.
I should have pleaded ignorance.
Yeah.
Now, our mayor, Mayor Martin Walsh,
yes,
is looking for an answer from John Henry. I think Curtis is as well.
Absolutely.
I believe we have some audio from the mayor who spoke about this last night.
Well, I think it's really important that John Henry, the owner of the Red Sox, come out and talk about this and what happened. And I think it's obviously Major League Baseball will come down with it. And I know Boston, we love the Red Sox, and New England loves the Red Sox, and certainly something that's really important. And Alex Cora is somebody that I've had the chance to get to know right when he came to Boston. Before this 2018 season, we went to Puerto Rico, and we're in Caguas, his hometown, and he's a hero there and bringing things back. But I think it's incumbent upon John Henry to let the fans know, I mean, what's going on here. And I think at some point, hopefully, he'll do that.
Will he be a part of the press conference today? I heard much speculating last night that it'll be Warner, Sam Kennedy, and that's it. But I think John Henry has to be there today at 1 o'clock to talk about this.
You would expect that he would be, right?
They didn't even hold a press conference when they fired Dombrowski. They didn't even say thank you for the impact on our franchise, and he brought a World Series here. The guy that cheated the whole time, they're basically gushing over him.
Alex was a very important member of our organization.
I don't always talk like that.
He does. He sounds like he's either on a respirator or a ghost. It's like he has $1 billion and appears only to haunt Bob Cratchit.
The ghost.
Or Ebenezer Scrooge, for God's sakes. And this is such a cowardly thing. Sorry, I know everyone thinks we can't say anything bad about the Red Sox. This is such a cowardly thing for the Red Sox to phrase that press release that way.
Cowardly. It is. We've been accused of being cowards.
It is. Just come out and say, we don't tolerate that around here. Thank you for your contributions, Alex, but we're going to move in the right direction.
It's quite obvious that Alex Cora was not what we thought he was.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, isn't that sort of how we all feel today?
Yeah.
We all thought he was a great guy. He obviously cares deeply about Puerto Rico, did great things for the people there, but he was a cheater.
And now, Greg, Curtis, how many times are we going to have things like, but we scored 16 on the Yankees in the Bronx, so suck on it. How many times are we going to have that thrown back in our face? Now, I know, right? How many times
we scored 16 at Yankee Stadium? Suck on it.
Yeah, and now we're just, you know what's going to be real fun? Just being a Boston sports fan and rugs to get peed on or not. Like, oh, cool. Typical culture. Hey, when is MIT going to open up the Mass Institute of Sports Cheating?
Oh, that's actually that's
right.
Something.
I mean, is it Sloan Analytics? Is that the conference that they do every year at MIT?
I believe so. Yes.
There's going to be a special class on like cheating or competitive advantage gaining, right?
Yeah, here's a 781 text that says, "Who does Nick think John Henry is? The Emperor from Star Wars?"
I find your lack of faith in Alex Cora disturbing.
Oh, yes. I believe the Red Sox will be fully operational.
John Henry is Emperor Palpatine.
Wait a minute. What about this?
That's Belichick.
What about this? Whistleblower is obviously James Taylor.
He's ingrained in the organization.
I didn't even think whistleblower.
Greg loves going to James Taylor shows at Fenway. Loves it.
Hello, Vinny.
Hey, good morning. Love the show.
Thank you. What's up?
I got a question.
Yes.
The way I'm hearing this is that Cora wasn't actually fired. He was let go and agreed upon to part ways. So is John Henry in getting in front of this so that he maintains his salary?
That's a great question. Do you think, I know we got to get to dumbest of the day, but we may have to push that to the 8 or 9 o'clock hour this morning.
I wonder if there's a reason for that.
But did Alex Cora walk away with a big bag of cash, as our former sports director would say? I mean, did they fire him and he gets nothing else, or did they settle? Well, I mean,
reads like a settlement, doesn't it?
It reads like he was given a parting gift on the way out and given a portion of his millions of dollars that was coming to him.
The old golden parachute.
Yeah, so as to not perhaps say anything further. I don't know.
Is it the first step in this transparency, right, for between the fans, the organization, and Major League Baseball? And this statement shows that there is no desire for transparency. Cora does not admit to any culpability in this. The organization thanked him for his impact on the team.
Yeah.
And he walks away without ever, there's no term firing, it's mutually agreed to separate.
Yeah.
That's like Jeff Bezos.
Oh, it's like, we'd like to thank Alex Cora for cheating his way to a World Series victory for us. That's what we'd like to say.
Like, what will they say at noon? Are they going to blame Major League Baseball like you and Lou? Like, are they going to, wow, they never came down in 2017. We didn't know the rules.
Think about all the great things from that 2018 surprise run that are now just going to come into question. Every last little something that 108-win team did is now going to come into question or just get. And I don't like the comps to the Patriots either, because I think they're mutually exclusive, and this is worse than anything the Pats did. It's always going to be, oh, they learned it from Foxborough, or the cheating worked its way up Route 1.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Well, thank goodness that Alex Cora didn't go to the White House, because our president is morally bankrupt. I believe that's why.
And this organization bent over backwards for him when he did that. I mean, they basically allowed him to do whatever he wanted. He was treated unlike any manager in my Red Sox lifetime.
All right. It is time for this.
It's time for...
Hey, moron.
What a dope.
Hey, idiot. Hey, dumbass.
The dumbest.
I mean, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
No, you are dumb.
Of...
Dumb.
The...
Dumb. Dumb. Dumb.
Day.
I'm not dumb.
Dumbasses.
People are so dumb.
Well, what do we got for dumbest of the day today, Ken?
Boy, do we have a couple of options here in particular from an individual yesterday who... Now, you were talking loosely in the hallway about sources and Tom Brady. I don't know if we forced you into this.
Did you
feel like pressured under the barrel of the gun?
I'm okay with it. I had a couple scoops that Ken forced me to share, perhaps prematurely, on the show yesterday. Okay. But which one have you chosen?
I have chosen... Now, let's start with the sweet, because I think this actually got people the most frightened.
How would you feel if you were to be informed that the Brady suite at Gillette Stadium, where Mrs. Brady has been known to watch her husband play football, has been cleaned out?
What?
Whoa.
Has it previously ever?
How would you?
Yeah, like, I mean, what are we talking cleaned out here?
Yeah, do they do this every year, or is this like unprecedented?
Right.
It would appear to be by those who are in the know that it has been cleaned out in a way that perhaps it has never been cleaned out before.
Okay, now people that are in the know, all right, spill your guts. Now it's time to be straightforward here, Mr. Henry.
A journalist never reveals their sources.
Oh, God.
You know that, Ken. You can waterboard me and I will not reveal my sources.
Now, you were tweeting all night with Twitter eggs that you're not a journalist and you're not to be held accountable for.
No, not.
I know, right?
Well, let me say this. I was debriefed late last night by an individual with the proletariat down there at One Patriot Way, who informed me that yesterday morning, that particular suite, the door was indeed open.
Yeah.
And the contents of the refrigerator
were
removed, as they always are. Some of the mementos that are in there, while perhaps being shuffled around for cleaning, like like the picture of Tom Brady in a suit or what have you that's in there, remain in the suite. So my source may not have been the best on that one. I'm fully capable of owning up to that.
So you're not standing behind this source.
Oh, that the suite was cleaned out in a way that it was never cleaned out before.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, how often do you think they clean the refrigerator out? I mean, I don't know.
Well, when you're there, they don't have to.
Wow.
Come on, he walked right into that one. I let it go for like 2 days, Nick.
Peloton, now, Greg.
Now the other statement, mm-hmm. which I'm sure you're going to get to, mm-hmm. Is the Greenwich Home Greenwich statement. House, yes. Remind okay. me again, was there one media member in New England who had reported that the Bradys had purchased a home in Greenwich, Connecticut? Remind me of that. Was there one person?
It was early in the season. I can't really recall, but I...
He's an elite athlete, if I recall.
Yeah. What would it say to you if the Brady family had already moved in and were living in the purchased home in Greenwich, Connecticut?
In Greenwich.
I stand by that story.
Ooh.
Okay. Now...
I stand at some risk... to my reputation. I stand by that story.
I would like to back you up on that
yeah.
because a lot of people were going nuts yesterday after the lovely Mrs. Brady posted in her Instagram story a video of the two dogs in the kitchen at the Brookline house.
Yes, yes.
I don't want to go all body moving on you guys, but the video shows a very sunny, sprawling kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
It was overcast at the time she posted that video yesterday in Brookline. So methinks someone's being disingenuous.
I cannot reveal my source on that story, but my source on that story is associated with the process, that is going on in your home continent of Brookline, Ken. That is all I can say to you. It's not the landscaper.
No.
It's not the pool boy, but I'm gonna stand by that. I'm standing by that.
Dave Mondillo.
It's not Mr.
Ted Zillow.
It's not
LB.
It's not. Yep. No.
There it is.
What?
You're standing by the latter, but not the former.
Correct.
You're hesitant to back the sweet source.
Correct. I was debriefed on the suite. People get very upset when I say debriefed.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a briefing, not a debriefing. But I was debriefed on the suite, mm-hmm. and I'm fine with issuing a correction like they used to do in the newspaper business.
Not an apology, but a correction.
Oh. We're grateful for your impact on the show.
Is this for the afternoon edition that you used to deliver as a paper boy?
Yes.
If there's an apology you owe, aren't you supposed to bury it at about 1:40 in the morning like ESPN does?
I should. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Should have announced it like the Bruins do during a Patriots victory parade.
Should have called your bud Donnie Sweeney for some timing advice on that one. Good morning, Don. I love you.
Yeah. Good morning to
work on that shootout nonsense.
Shootout? How about concussion?
Yeah. What would Sean Thornton, your buddy, say about what happened?
Oh, my God. Forget
about it.
We don't have time right now, I know, but we got to address that at some point this morning. I mean, somebody should have done something last night,
and
Ken.
The reaction from the coach afterward. I think the audio there is very telling as well. But
can we get to that during trending?
Sure.
All right, we will get to that during trending. If you'd like to call and you'd like to be on the show this morning, the number is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.